Hey there, prayer warriors, brothers and sisters in Christ. Hey, just great to be back with you this week. And, you know, we continually talk about prayer, and I personally struggle with, Bible verse memorization. We have some people out there who can just do amazing things, and I'm not one of them. But there is one verse that I have memorized. It's absolutely amazing, and it's 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Three words. Pray without ceasing. And I just encourage you to do that. And I just want to give you an example of that. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. And that's really what I take to heart. And this is just an incident that happened in May of 1986. And it wasn't too far from here in southern Idaho. In fact, it was just across the border into Wyoming. Small little community, farm town, less than 1,000 people. I'm not even sure they got a stoplight in this town. And what had happened was previously to 1986, they had fired one of their law enforcement officers. He had run off to Arizona to heal his wounds. But he had some pretty bizarre thoughts. He thought that, if he died and other people died with him right at that moment, he could be king of his own little universe. And it was kind of, his thinking was pretty well messed up. But he was married to a woman, and in fact, they planned for a day of destruction. He developed a bomb that he could go into some place and it would explode. And so in May of 1986, he had this bomb and he went into the small town just across the border from Idaho into Wyoming, Colville, Wyoming. And what he did that day was he came back in with his wife and they had some guns and they took an entire elementary school hostage. The kids were it was springtime. It was an ag-based area. Everybody was out working. He took the staff and the kids hostage. Over 150 people in that elementary school. Got them all into a room. Here was the bomb. Gasoline, ammonium nitrate. He had a dead man's trigger on it tied to his wrist. If somebody had hurt him, he would pull it and it would explode regardless. He was ready to wait it out. He said, I'm going to hold him hostage for $2 million a kid. However, what he really wanted to do was blow them all up and take them to his little promised land. But he couldn't do it. So he had all of these people wrapped up in this small little room in this elementary school, and he was holding them hostage. And one of the challenges is one of the bottles that he had was leaking. The gasoline was leaking, and so the kids all moved back. They had to open up some windows, the doors, let some of the smell out because it was overpowering. And about 2.5 hours, he'd been sitting on this bomb and scaring everybody and everybody outside and everybody throughout the county. People were coming in, and he still held them hostage. And his wife sat there dutifully trying to keep the kids calm down, trying to keep the staff calm down. But finally, he couldn't stand the smell anymore. He got up and he left the room. And his wife sat there and she put on the dead man's trigger. And she sat there and watched the kids. And the kids were getting antsy. 2.5 hours into this ordeal, they finally got the windows open, the doors open. And 2.5 hours in, one of the kids whispered to another, "We need to pray. We need to pray." And some kids, from their heart, in this hostage environment, with a bomb sitting there in front of them, from me to you, they started praying. And not only did some of the children pray, but the staff who were being held hostage were praying. And outside, the city was praying. The community had gathered outside. They were praying. The local high school kids, they were praying. The state of Wyoming and sometimes in the nation, they were praying as well, because the word spread quickly that over 150 kids and staff were being held hostage in Colville, Wyoming. They all prayed. And the wife raised her arms and accidentally set off the bomb. The bomb went off. No matter how much prayer, the bomb went off. There was flames and fire, smoke, shrapnel, and the kids were being put out the windows. They ran out of the school. They ran out on the front lawn. Half of 150 were injured. The husband came back in. He killed his wife, and he killed himself. But it doesn't end there. Nobody died. Nobody died that day. Prayer is just so amazing. And some of the kids reported that just before the bomb went off, a woman in white appeared and said, "Grab your sister by the hand and take her over by the window." Another person in white appeared before another kid and said, "Be prepared to move." Another kid reports that just before the bomb went off, out of the ceiling, a big white light came down from above and surrounded the bomber and the bomb. And the fire chief said, "One of the odd things happened was that bomb exploded and all the explosion went up. It was like it was contained." And all of those kids, they miraculously ran out of there. One young girl said, "An adult woman was holding my hand. She was guiding me among the smoke and everything. She got me to the front door." And she turned to look at her. There wasn't a woman. I think God had his hand on those children, because God loves children, and those kids were praying. And so that's what happens. So when you have a time in your life, a time in our lives where it seems like it's hopeless, and that day in May in 1986 seemed hopeless because those kids were going to die. That guy, that madman, was planning on taking them with him. So was the wife. They were going to kill everybody in that room. But what I encourage you to do today, look up 1 Thessalonians 5:17. What's my favorite verse? "Pray without ceasing." And I think God heard those children's prayers, because God will bless our children. And I just want to share that with you, that pray without ceasing. God hears our prayers regardless of the instance, regardless of the outcome. And I just want to share that with you, and have a blessed week.